Greetings. I am Donald J. Norman Cox with the Oral History Program at University of North Texas. Today is January 26, 2024. I am interviewing Serena Grant for inclusion in the Our Stories, Our Justice project of the Storming Caesar's Palace campaign. This discussion was conducted at the 10th Annual Denton Black Film Festival. Can we begin by your providing your full name, please?
Serena Grant.
All right. And what generation would you consider yourself a part of?
I'm a millennial.
You said definitively.
It's a lot of conversation right now. I'm a millennial.
All right. Is there an ancestor to whom you would like to dedicate this oral history?
Yes, my grandfather, Vincent John Gill.
Vincent John Gill?
Yes.
All right, and why did you pick him?
He is just the epitome of overcoming your circumstances to build something beautiful and a legacy. And everything that I am and all that I have been able to accomplish has absolutely been in part, a major part, due to him.
Due to him. Mm-hmm. I'm interpreting that to mean that he overcame some ropes, some obstacles.
Absolutely, yes.
Are there any that you would like to share?
So my grandfather was born in 1918. He was born to Bajan parents from Barbados in New York. And during that time period, going to college was not really a thing, right, for black people. And I just think about the stories that he shared. So one particular story, he was a young boy, and he was asking his teacher about college. And his teacher's response, my grandfather told me this in his 80s, and he remembered, he said, "Why are you asking me that? You don't need a college degree to become an elevator operator."
Okay.
If we fast forward however many years, that my grandfather went to college, he became a mechanical engineer. There are planes, probably not anymore, but planes with valves that he designed. He worked directly with the government, he built his own business, and he did some amazing things. But he had to figure it out on his own because a mentor who was there to share with him, that was the general energy towards him at that time.
Given when he was born, is it appropriate to say that he attended a historically black college and university?
No, he went to City College in
New
York City.
New York. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for free, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But why you can't tell your student that? Go right here for free, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what is one of the biggest challenges that you have had to overcome?
You know, for myself, it has been, being a black girl with big dreams and big expectations in a world that is not designed for that. So it has always taken a whole lot of ignoring, you know, other folks' ideas of what I can do and what's possible and what I should even aspire to be. That has been the biggest thing, being able to push past that so that I can achieve what dreams that I even have the audacity to have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you attribute that to your grandfather.
My grandfather and my grandmother.
And your grandmother.
Yes.
Okay. Because the next question would be, is there a woman in your community who serves you, who inspires you today? And when I say community, you define community. You know, that could be your family, it could be the nation, it could be whatever you consider to be your community.
You know, there's two, because my mother and my grandmother hold the same esteem in my mind. My grandmother, because just like my grandfather, she was born that same time period, 1919. She didn't She had an eighth grade education because there just simply was not a school for black girls where she lived. So instead, she had to go and become a nanny. And what her father told her was, if you want to make just while you're in that house, listen to the way that they speak, listen to the things that they do, and you mimic them. And that's going to be your ticket to a better life. Just do what the white people do and speak how they speak, because there's no more education that you can get. And over time, I guess it would be a GED. She ended up getting some sort of certificate with when she was married to my grandfather, and she became a nurse, a Montessori school teacher at some point. Yeah, I don't know how that all worked out, but she ended up doing that and did really great like philanthropic work. And the two of them together did activism work in Jersey and in Montclair, New Jersey, and they participated in I guess they're called, I don't know if they're social experiments, where essentially they would, for housing, so they would send a black couple in looking for housing and there'd be nothing available, and then they would send a white couple in and all of a sudden there's something available.
Yes.
And so they were a part of that kind of work. So that is the woman. And then my mother, just because the same, she's, my grandmother and my mother have similar spirits that I have. And that's a big dreamer. That's somebody that wants to have and accomplish. But we're born in totally different times. And I know that it is their affirmation and them pushing me. It's okay. You can do it. I don't think they had the same opportunities that I had. And I know that I have those because of the work that they did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, my next question would have been, how has this inspiration shown up in your life? But you kind of answered that.
it's just in, I have conversations with other people and I recognize through the work that I do now the gift that having the people who raise you and teach you, them giving you the thumbs up to go to dream big, take a risk on yourself. It's, you know, don't make yourself smaller. That's how that has shown up, because I don't know how I could exist and enjoy my existence if I felt as caged as society wants me to feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you say you're a big dreamer, you mind sharing one of your big dreams?
So I'm a healer. I do spiritual work. So I'm a healer in that way, and I am a creative. And so I have, my dream is to create a culture of free black women who see themselves and know who they are and don't feel caged and have the audacity to dream. Like, that's what I want to create. But I'm just one girl who felt like, oh, it's a possibility to do it, and who's pushing forward. So, I mean, that is my biggest dream, is that we all feel the way that I have been able to feel. I have to remind myself of that quite often, because society will pop in and remind me, you're just a little black girl. And then I got to say, but my grandma said that I can be all of these things. So that's my biggest dream.
Yes. Okay. I think that's about all, unless that was something else that you wanted to share about your person, your grandparents. My takeaway from this is that the people that we are honoring today are your grandparents and your parents.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you very much for sharing the information. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.